Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
I realized that I had this mental block around this idea of dreaming. And it was this thing where I guess I had sold myself, you know, subconsciously, I'd sold myself on this idea that if I dreamed for something, it wouldn't come true. And I had, I'd half stepped it many times. I had dreamed about owning a bank one day, which has not yet to happen. And I had dreamed about having all these things happen. I would read my bucket list and there was a lot of ego-driven goals, dreams, if you will, but I never gave myself the gift of a dream. And I realized for me, the minute I called it a dream, I didn't believe that it would actually happen.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and today I'm flying solo. And I wanted to talk today about this idea that's been popping up in my head a lot lately. And it's this idea of what is the difference between a dream and a goal? And I had this epiphany recently. I think I might have talked about it on previous shows, but I'm going to go deep into it today, which is really what's the difference between a dream and a goal. And I was reading this book earlier this summer, which really was a great book, The Power of One More by Ed Milet. Amazing book. I was really, really impressed with him and the way he thinks about things. And he brought up this point in the book, which is, do you give yourself the gift of dreaming? And I was kind of taken aback because, you know, I think a lot of times people talk about their hopes and their dreams and what they want to accomplish with themselves and what they want to do in their lives, what they dream about. We create these bucket lists and there's so many amazing things that we want to do, especially for high achievers. And I realized that I had this mental block around this idea of dreaming. And it was this thing where I guess I had sold myself on this idea that if I dreamed for something, it wouldn't come true. And I'd half stepped it many times. I had dreamed about owning a bank one day, which has not yet to happen. And I had dreamed about having all these things happen. I would read my bucket list and there was a lot of ego-driven goals, dreams, if you will, but I never gave myself the gift of a dream. And I realized for me, the minute I called it a dream, I didn't believe that it would actually happen. It was like almost like, don't be a dreamer. And it was this hardcore warrior part of myself that didn't allow for it, that just said, hey man, no, you're not allowed to dream. You can call it a goal. You can't call it a dream. And I want to dive into that because I'm curious if other folks have this. Do we give ourselves the gift of dreaming? So it was funny, the night that I read that book, that I finished that book or that chapter in the book, The Power of One More, I laid down in bed and I just started dreaming about things I wanted. I said, okay, hey man, if it's a gift, if I'm going to get treated as a gift as opposed to like a mandate, right? Which is how me being a warrior, goal-driven person, often think about these things. I'm going to think about it as a gift. Well, shit. I'm going to have a chocolate hot fudge sundae, extra brownies, double whipped cream, triple cherries, hot fudge galore. Like, I'm just going to give myself whatever the hell I want, right? Because it's a gift now. And I laid down and I started dreaming about the things that I think would be really cool to happen in my life. Again, this time doing it without guilt, because what I'd found was in the past – when the dream was given to me, when I would call it a dream, immediately I'd stop myself and I'd say, you're not allowed to dream because you got to go get to work and make it happen. And I think that there's a direct definition between a dream and a goal, you know, and in the world of, you know, entrepreneurism and business, we say, you know, a goal is just a dream unless you have a plan, right? So there's almost this like negative connotation versus having a dream versus having a goal. And for me, it just felt really easy to have a goal. I can go set up a goal for myself. And so I was thinking about this one day. I was walking my dog outside and I realized something about myself. The reason why I would not let myself have a dream was because there was a lack of accountability around it. I needed to hold myself accountable. I needed to go and make myself go make it happen. And with a goal, I can make myself go and make goals happen all day long. I'll go whip myself into creating a goal and work harder and beat myself to make it happen. And it was this really weird moment where I was like, holy shit. Like, I just realized why I don't let myself have dreams, because I can't go and whip myself to make it happen. I cannot, you know, grab that whip and whip my back and go harder, Darius. You need to push more. You need to go when you're tired. You need to do that extra, because the dream is frivolous. It's a thing that's just like this wonderful little thing I give myself and move on. And maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. But with the goal, well, now I got to get to work. I got to go build that plan. I got to go and muster up that energy to do something that when I don't want to do it. I got to go get the team assembled and do the strategic planning session and set up our KPIs and goals around it. And then go and make that incremental one bite of an elephant step at a time to go make that goal become a reality. And I hit this point in my life where I actually stopped really setting a lot of goals because I got tired of not hitting them. I hit some of them, but not all of them. But I got tired of not hitting enough of them. And I realized that, you know, I'm such a self-motivated person that it doesn't really like, I'm not getting anything out of this. It's all just me beating the hell out of myself to hit a goal. And then I hit it or I don't. If I don't, then I go beat, you know, either continue to keep the goal and beat myself until finally I'll hit it at some point. Or what I would do is I would get tired and say, well, that's just, you know, that's actually not the right goal anymore. And, you know, I changed my goal. But what I realized was that there needed to be this accomplishment. And then the bar moves up. So the goal wasn't really satisfied because I had to go and beat myself to make it happen. And it became this really tiring ordeal where, you know, I was in a CEO group about 9 months ago, and I was talking about this, and I said, how many of you are goal oriented? These are some very super successful people, super A-type personality, alpha mindset. And almost nobody said they set goals, which I thought was really funny because there was probably some of the more accomplished people that I know. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply and Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. And we all had the same reason for it. We said, well, I'm going to work my ass off either way, so I don't like to set goals and not hit them because, you know, A, when I hit them, I don't get super satisfied around it. And B, if I don't hit it, then I start beating myself up. So I just kind of pick areas or, you know, these like more broad targets on where I want to go. And then I move in those directions. And so I had this really interesting epiphany where I was like, man, you know, why don't I give myself the gift of a dream? And maybe I'm approaching goals from the wrong way. And you know, I talked to my therapist about this a lot because I, you know, I'm in this kind of interesting transition in my life where I'm really trying to elevate the way I approach my life. And I spent the first 40 plus years of it with this warrior spirit. As I said to my therapist, I said, you know, I've been a warrior, you know. And I can remember starting this pretty young, 6-7 years old. Like if I wanted something, I'd go make it happen, you know. And if it didn't happen, I'd get pissed. I'd get angry. I'd get motivated. And I would go and I would work and make it happen. And then the next goal, work, work, not hit it. Oh, I'm not going to not lose. Dude, I'm not going to get cut from the team. And fuck that. And, you know, and then I go work twice as hard as the next person. And literally, I can remember doing this in every single thing in my life. I've always been a person that, you know, just could rely on my work ethic and energy and grit and anger to make myself succeed. But for whatever reason, I hit a wall in the last couple of years where I said, I just don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to approach it from this perspective. I want to approach it from a different perspective. I want to approach it from the perspective of joy and gratitude and happiness and love and these really higher elevation type of perspectives and feelings. I want to hit goals, not because I beat myself to go hit them, but because I dream them and then go and, you know, fall in love with the process of making them happen. And I think that it just takes a certain element in your life that once you've gotten to a certain level of success where you say, man, I don't want to beat myself into submission. In fact, I want to surrender to a higher opportunity. I want to approach the way I go to work from a position of love and from a position of giving and servitude and gratitude. And it was just this moment that kind of struck me that's what giving myself the gift of dreaming is. Because there's no strings attached. Like if I don't hit the dream, it's like, well, it was a gift anyway. And I'm not going to go beat myself into oblivion to make that dream happen. What I am going to do is work on things I love. So this is a good example of this is this podcast. I started this podcast 2.5 years ago. Didn't launch it as a podcast. It was a live stream originally. And then we launched into a podcast about 1.5 years ago. And I told somebody, I said, this is the one thing I love doing that has nothing to do with making money. This has to do with just, you know, something I love. I love meeting new people. I love having great conversations. I love learning. I love taking that content and putting it out in the world so others can learn from it. And there's no destination in mind. Now, many times you might have heard me said, I want to turn this into one of the biggest podcasts in the world. And I do. That's a dream. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. But But it's different than saying, I'm going to turn this into the biggest podcast in the world. If come hell or high water, I don't care how many of my kids' birthdays I have to miss. I don't care how many hours a day I have to work. I don't care what I have to do. I will do that. I will crush myself to make it happen. And it's not that I won't work hard to make it happen. It's that I won't do the things I just said to make it happen. And in the past, in my businesses, when I was an athlete younger in college and in high school and even younger than that, when I was competitively, you know, going after anything in my life, the perspective I had was I'm going to crush myself to make it happen. And that's how I've approached goals, is I'm going to crush myself to make it happen. So I'm going to say this though. I think that there is a right place to have a goal versus a dream. Like if there's urgency or if there really is that deep, deep, deep desire to win at all costs, which sometimes we have for things that we're working on, then more power to you. Set a goal. Go and obsess about it night and day, day and night. But what I found for myself was like, I tend to obsess anyway. I can't help myself. I'm an obsessor. I'm a person that grinds on the things I love. And it doesn't matter if I call it a goal or call it a dream. I'm going to kind of obsess about it a little bit no matter what. The issue for me, the biggest difference between the two, and at least this is coming from my heart, is that when I make it a goal with this idea of if I don't hit it, I suck, is way different than if I make it a dream and say, I'm going to go work towards making that happen out of a place of love, gratitude, joy, and servitude. And I just felt like that was a really interesting moment to realize, well, how am I looking at goals versus dreams? And why don't I give myself the gift of dreaming? And I do it now every day, every morning. Every night I wake up, start dreaming about stuff. I build a Pinterest board. I have a Pinterest board with all these cool things on here that I'd love to see and do and accomplish and experience. But they're on there and I look at them and they make me happy. It's a gift I give to myself. So ask yourself the question, are you giving yourself the gift of dreaming? And, or are you only grinding on yourself for goals, never giving yourself that luxury of a dream? And maybe you can have it both ways, because I feel like right now I found this great balance between having both goals and dreams, but approaching it from this higher elevation, approaching it from not from these living in the lack place of where I'm not good enough, where, oh, I didn't win, so I suck, which in the past would have been my mentality. And now I'm coming from a new place, which is, does this come from a place of servitude, joy, gratitude, love, happiness? And if it doesn't, then it's not serving the greater me. So I pose that question for you. Are you giving yourself the gift of dreaming? And how are you setting your goals? And are you whipping yourself to hit them? Or are you loving yourself to hit them? Because I think that there's a huge distinct difference. When a lot of times when people say it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, I think that that's really what they're talking about. And for me, I never understood it. I said, what do you mean? I can't, who gives a shit about the journey? I want to hit the destination. And it's because it was coming, I think, from a different place. It was coming from that goal, hit it, and then move on to the next mentality versus dream, reach it, enjoy it, love it, new dream, add to it, joy, gratitude, servitude, happiness, wonder. So ask yourself those questions, because for me, it was a really interesting epiphany to see why I wouldn't let myself have dreams and why it had to be a goal. So hope you enjoyed today's soul. I always like to share a few thoughts with y'all. We have tons of great episodes coming up. If you love what you're hearing, please, you know, share it with friends or give us a review. And until next time, peace out. Love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know. Everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
Hey there, what's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.